USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Construction of a new border wall in the Rio Grande Valley is set to begin in the next few days. Congress approved the $600 million for 33 miles of wall in the area last year. Chief Patrol Agent in that area, Rodolfo Karish, says they have one of the highest numbers as far as illegal border crossers.
All of this was based on the requirement of what the field operators were telling us there that they needed. Every 14 days, we have as many people that showed up in San Diego as far as the caravan.
The area doesn't get as much attention from the media because rather than caravans of people, it's mostly families and individuals who show up at the border crossing in large numbers. Meanwhile, Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer recently visited a migrant shelter in Texas.
Looking at that crisis is very important for saying what kind of country we are. We're certainly not a country that wants to separate children from their parents. That is damaging to both the children and to the parents.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren officially announced her candidacy for President of the United States at a rally in Massachusetts.
We also need to end the unwritten rule of politics that anyone who wants to run for office has to start by sucking up to a bunch of rich donors on Wall Street and powerful insiders in Washington. So, I'm opting out of that rule. I'm not taking a dime of PAC money in this campaign.
Once Mother Nature deals with the Seattle area, that storm system will move off and eventually affect the Great Lakes region. Mark Chouinard is with the National Weather Service.
One round of mainly light snow coming across Michigan, and that's going to be Sunday into Sunday night. Then there's a more significant system. The same system that's producing the snow in the Pacific Northwest will redevelop across the plains, and that's going to bring a potentially significant winter storm to portions of the plains and Midwest as we head into especially later Monday into the day Tuesday.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With more on sexual allegations against Virginia's Lieutenant Governor, here's Wendy King.
I believe these women. He needs to resign immediately. Should the Lieutenant Governor fail to do so, on Monday, I intend to introduce articles of impeachment.
Patrick Hope, Democratic member of Virginia's House of Delegates. Two women have now come forward to accuse Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. Meanwhile, Virginia's embattled Governor Ralph Northam is refusing to step down and says he is done defending his past after a racist photo was found on his med school yearbook page. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
A jury has awarded about $123 million to the victims and families of a fatal 2015 crash between a duck boat and a tour bus in Seattle. The jury determined that Ride the Ducks International, the manufacturer of the duck boat vehicle, was 67% to 70% responsible for the crash, while Ride the Ducks of Seattle, the duck boat tour operator, was 30% to 33% at fault. The duck boat, a vehicle that can run on both land and water, crashed with a bus carrying students and employees from North Seattle College on the city's Aurora Bridge in September of 2015. That crash left five people dead and dozens injured. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker has told lawmakers on Capitol Hill he never interfered with Robert Mueller's investigation or with any other probe. But at the conclusion of the frequently contentious House Judiciary Committee hearing, the Democratic chairman, Jerry Nadler, told Whitaker they need more answers. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.